Hello. Joe slept with Chris Laker. That's me. Every day I wake up and record a podcast for no real purpose other than that's what I want to do. It's not really good. Don't listen to it. And go away now. If you don't, then don't complain. That's not good. Not that anybody's complained. But I know that people must have listened to it. I feel like come across this podcast, you know, and then they're like, this sucks, and I'm not going to listen to it. And I don't want them to be the first ones. But then I don't want them to be like, oh, he thinks he's so great. Nope. You don't get to shit on my podcast before I do. There are people shit on This Week in Jacket. I get really angry. Not that it happens a lot, but there was one review. I remember that. It was like, I tried to like this, but I just couldn't. Fuck that guy. Tried to like it, but couldn't. That show is great. Piece of shit. You could write that about. Well, don't. Hey, first of all, it was a negative review. What the fuck is up with your life? Go around writing negative reviews of podcasts? The fuck, dog? All right. I think I've commented on negative podcast reviewers enough. Because I've probably done it 4 times. Over 70. Is it 77? 77 episodes? 77 episodes of a podcast. That's not bad. Do one every day. You get it done kind of quick. So, it's Monday. And it is 11:28. Oh, shit. For some reason, I didn't really look at the time. And I felt like, I really felt like it was 10 a.m. And it is not. It's like if I got up at 10 a.m. and watched a movie, it would just be ending right about now. So that's, but I tell you what, I feel well rested. I got my cat FOMO is curled up on my arm, on my left arm, as I'm laying in bed talking into this microphone. And Jacqueline is on the couch meditating with her headphones on. So, and it looks sunny outside, so the world is good. And I got some shit to do today. So, but I don't have to be anywhere till 3 p.m. But, so I'm fine. 3 p.m. I can get to Brooklyn by 3 p.m. No problemo. And then, who knows what the night's going to bring. I don't have any spots. I should work harder on getting... Anyway, that's comedy talk. What about life? You know, I went to... I'll do the news because I don't want to mumble. Because here's the thing. Like, I'm not a newscaster here, of course. You could probably get all your news from me and you'd be just fine. But I feel like the news, when I'm just waking up, the news, and I have nothing to talk about, which is an issue, the news can help me kind of think of things to talk about. So it's not really like, you know what I mean? You get it. Let's see. Trump. The biggest money news of the week in 60 seconds. CNBC. Fuck you guys. Money news. What's the big money news? Is it still buy shit? Listen, now money doesn't buy shit anymore. That would be big money news. That would be important. Not like, that thing we said is worth a bunch of money is not worth a bunch of money anymore. I told you, invest in Kohl's, and now they're closing stores. I was dumb. Frito-Lay recalls two jalapeno-flavored products over salmonella fears. Oh, no. Good thing I'm off carbs, because that sounds right. I would love a jalapeno Frito-Lay. If you got any in the house, you should check into that. Now let's get to the trending stories. Number one, Fox News. Aaron Moran's final days. Fellow former child stars were trying to help. So I'm guessing Aaron Moran, she was on Happy Days and she died probably of some type of drugs. But they're saying people tried to help. Sad. I don't know what Charles. When I was a kid, I wanted to be on TV. I wanted to be a child star. It looked like fun to be a kid on TV. And it, I guess it wasn't. Yeah. So, good thing it didn't work out. Not that I auditioned or anything. I wasn't. But I just wanted it. Two, New Orleans, the CNN. New Orleans begins controversial removal of Confederate monuments. Oh my, are they getting rid of these? Let's take a look at this story. This sounds interesting. In the dark of night, workers wearing masks and tactical vests arrived Monday in New Orleans Battle of Liberty Place monument to take it down. Police snipers were positioned on rooftops, according to the Times, blah, blah, Times dash some Cajun word newspaper, and the trucks were controversial, blah, blah. Where did they take it? I don't know. Slowly take supporters and, I mean, it's crazy. They had to. Workers receive threats. They're saying relocate, but I don't feel like reading this whole thing. I'm guessing it's being relocated to a museum and no longer celebrating the Confederacy, which is a fucking weird thing to celebrate, you fucking weirdo Southerners. That's some crazy. What the fuck is that shit? I'm proud of my granddaddy. Or great granddaddy, I guess it would be. That would maybe be great, great, great. It's like, what are you even proud of? It's fucking weird. Don't say it wasn't about slavery. That's some dumb shit. Okay. Well, you know, if you're a big fan of the Confederacy, God bless you. Okay. Number three, Huffington Post. Seven baffling moments from Donald Trump's AP interview. No Donald Trump, thank you. They're all baffling moments. Number four, People Magazine. This is a trend. So other former child actors reportedly. What? That's the same as number one. Fox News. Okay, number one. The number one is. Are people this concerned about Happy Days? Very, a lot of trending stories on that one. Yeah. I mean, I don't even. It's like, well, you know, addiction's a terrible thing. I knew a dude I went to rehab with him. He was like a stockbroker dude. I don't know. I don't think he killed himself. He's a crack addict. I think he had a heart attack. But he was clean for a while, and then he died. So that's just the one dude from rehab I know that died. There was probably a few others, because there was some real. There's a lot of heroin addicts, stuff, and they all. A lot of, I mean, it's like the recovery rate from like addiction is like insanely slim. It's like the fact that I never drank again since I did that's pretty crazy. But I guess I wouldn't even be considered, because, you know, years later I smoke marijuana. I don't even know if I would. I don't know what the stats would. But nobody's asked me, so I'm not a statistic. I'm just a guy. You know, there's no follow up. You'd think there would be. You'd think the rehab I went to would be at least like kind of happy that I'm not a, you know, doing real drugs and drinking. I wouldn't do any other drugs either. Yeah. I wouldn't fuck with, you know, pills and all that shit, because I just don't. I don't think that's safe. 12 minutes. This is a real nothing show. Try to give you some entertainment for the last bit, but I don't know. Yeah, doing a show every day is like fucking. It's hard. This one now when it's hitting springtime, I'll just keep on the whole drinking thing, because I do find it interesting. This is like the time where I want to drink. Not so like I don't get close to, but it does look like fun. Drinking is fucking fun, and except when I do it, I'm such a belligerent piece of shit. It's like I'm fun for a little bit, and then I just start. I don't know why. That's like the whole. That I hate that thing where people are like, "Oh, drinking brings out the truth. It brings out the truth. If you do something when you're drinking, it's because that's what you really want to do." And I'm like, I shit my pants way too many times drinking to think. It's true. I'd wake up, I'd shit my pants. Like, I don't know why. But it would be a common thing. I'd be like, is this my... This is the true me? Is this... I just want to just shit my pants. That's what I've been holding back. No. I have no desire to do that. Ever. I actually want the opposite to happen. And it's been a pretty good run since I stopped drinking. There was that one time I was taking one of these, I was trying to lose weight. I lost weight doing it, but I was drinking this like Vega supplement, like this shake. And I was just a couple days in. This is like Jacqueline and I were living in Brooklyn, so this is like 5 years ago. Anyway, so I'm drinking this, I drank it, and then I'm out at the creek in the cave. I think I recorded a podcast or something, and I was about to go do I was waiting to do an open mic, and I put my name on the list, and then I sharted, like I, you know, but my stomach wasn't feeling it, but it was like real shit. And I'm like, fuck. So then I go down, I just left. And I rode the subway like that with shitty pants. I was going to take a cab, but the sitting down, and that didn't seem like a great idea either. There's really no good solution at that point. It is nice, I'll say this, that you don't have your own car. You know, in New York City, you don't have a car. New York City's a great place to shit your pants. Because everything, you know, people can't, there's too many people to pinpoint the smell, typically. And you don't have a car. So the public transportation, you don't stink up your car. You don't get your car all shitty. So, I got myself home and taken care of. But besides that, I'd say, I think I'm pretty in the clear since, for a long time. Fingers crossed or knock on wood or whatever the fuck. Because I'm probably about due. It's got to happen every once in a while. I mean, not every, you know. Something's good, you know. But I think I'm pretty solid. Not to be crass and just talk about shit. Why? That is, it's interesting that that is what's the things that you're not supposed to, like, say, okay, in comedy or in polite conversation, even, let's say, what's considered dirty and you're not supposed to talk about are some of the things that they're so universal, right? Shit, very universal, and sex. Those two things are very, like, that's where people draw the line, right? And like, that's where you get, if you talk about, now, if you, everybody's doing those things. I could talk about food. That's very acceptable. That's probably the most acceptable topic is food. Because everybody likes food or has to eat food. Every once in a while you find one of these motherfuckers, like, I don't like food. I mean, that shouldn't get me angry. It just gets me angry because I struggle. So it gets, you know, with food. So when I know people, I don't like food. I don't like to eat. Those are some rare motherfuckers, but I just think that they're so lucky, and I hate them. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, you're missing out. But they're not really, I guess. Talk about food, but you can talk about shit. But, because shit's gross. But, because it smells? Can't talk about because it smells? Because the smell's not there when you talk about it. Makes you think about the smell, but. And fucking, that smells good. I mean, it smells like sex. It's good. There's no reason to not talk about that, but. People. It's masturbation. My God, the taboo around masturbation is wild. But, I have a whole podcast dedicated, so I don't believe in it. Obviously. I'm sorry this podcast is so bad. I was trying to, I will put it in the description. It is a, this one's okay to skip. I know it's not good. So, I have no idea if I could enjoy this podcast if I was somebody just that was didn't know me and downloaded it. I don't know that I wouldn't. I might hate it. What hate? How do you hate it? You just turn it off. I don't know if I'd make it this far. But, you know, I'll put this one down as a, you know, don't bother listening. I'll put it in the description. I mean, I'm sorry. I said 77. I really feel like 100. I feel like I got. If I get to 100, I'm gonna turn a corner. And after today, I had this meeting today, or it's a phone call, but meeting. I might have a little bit of time to try to make this show a real show. I mean, I'm just gonna make it a real show. It'll be like a podcast where I have guests and shit, and it'll be more about making something entertaining. And maybe like on the weekends it'll be this, or half and half, I don't know. But even like if I have guests on, because then you have to schedule it, you have guests, figure out how to use the Skype properly with the, you know, not just hold the phone up to the microphone, and then we'll have, maybe we just have like a regular show. I'm thinking that might be the way to do it, because I think that'll be. But even if I'm going to do that, I might want to make it to 100 episodes like this. I don't know. I'm not promising that other thing. I might have to do this the whole time, even though it's bad. Maybe that's another show. Maybe I have a third show. Maybe I bring back Heteronormative and have another daily show. Maybe I just do so many podcasts that somebody will notice. I don't know. I said I don't know like fucking million times today, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the I don't knows. But it is true, I don't know. So many verbal crutches have no meaning. Like, that doesn't have any meaning. You know has less meaning than I don't know. Because I don't know is at least me being vulnerable with a verbal crutch. So, there's that. I'm not going to ask you to do anything today because this show is not worth any of your effort. So don't write a review of anything anywhere pertaining to this show. Don't do it. You weren't going to do it anyway, probably, but definitely don't do it. I'll ask you tomorrow if the show's good. Tomorrow will probably be good. You can't have two real fucking... Although I don't think yesterday was good. I think I've been on a losing streak here. Let's turn it around tomorrow. I'll talk to you then. We love you.